Giants and Brewers wrapping up their series on Thursday. Bernie the Brewer would be on hand, and he was a witness. Top of the fourth inning, game tied up at two. Paolo Espino starting for Milwaukee. Austin Slater steps to the plate, and for the first time, he gets to celebrate this.
3-2 pitch. Hit in the air left center. Hit pretty well. Broxton looking up, and this one is gone. Off the scoreboard for Austin Slater. His first big league homer. And the Giants regain the lead. It's 3-2 in the fourth.
And now, Travis Shaw. And the Giants infield is coming up. It's 5-4. And the pitch. Swinging a smash. It's a base hit to left center. Thames is in. They'll hold Aguilar at third on a rocket hit by Travis Shaw. We are tied at five here in the ninth. Travis Shaw hit a bullet past the diving Brandon Crawford. Here he comes. Bandy sends one down the left field line and speared by Nunez, that guy again. Wow. Leaping grab by Eduardo Nunez on one hit right on the screws by Bandy.
The pitch, runner goes, swinging a bouncer, back up the middle, base hit. Hernandez scores, Tomlinson will be held at third, and Hunter Pence gives the Giants a 6-5 lead. New sign, and here's the 0-2. Hit on the ground, fair up the third baseline. That'll bring Tomlinson home. Pence is going to be held at third. It'll be an RBI double by Denard Spann, and it's 7-5. Two strikes on Spann. And Barnes just flipped in that breaking ball. Spann kept his hands inside and just guided it down the third baseline fair. And it's a two-run 10th inning for the Giants.
The Giants eventually close out the Brewers, picking up a 9-5 win in 10 innings. Eduardo Nunez extended his hitting streak to 10 games. Gorkys Hernandez 3-for-5 and a run scored to lead the Giants. Johnny Cueto started for San Francisco. He lasted 5, giving up 2 earned runs. Eric Thames, his 16th home run for the Brewers. The Brewers had a chance to win the game in the bottom of the ninth. Instead, they have to settle for a 9-5 loss in 10 innings to San Francisco Thursday. Here's Brewers manager Craig Counsell.
And look, I mean, Bandy hits a ball at third base and makes a great play on. That was kind of the big play of the inning, really, for them. Obviously, Domingo's strikeout was big, but he had a good at-bat, laid off some pitches, and Melanson threw him a good curveball. They made contact in the 10th there. They just put the ball in play is, you know, really what they did, especially early in the inning. They put runners in motion, and Tomlinson's, you know, kind of the other way guy, and he was covering, and just a couple ground balls. Pence just hit a ground ball, kind of stuck his bat in, but they got rewarded for contact. Yeah, I mean, he had to make pitches. He made big pitches, obviously, in the second inning. You know, he won a battle with Spann. That was good to see. He was going through the kind of the harder lineup for the third time again. I thought we had some length in the bullpen today to try to avoid that situation. They ended up getting a couple runs off Willie and Oliver, but for the most part, those guys did a pretty good job.
The Brewers head to the desert next on Friday to open up a 3-game set with the D-backs. Zach Davies gets the start against Arizona's Randall Delgado.